People often ask me, what is intentional living? Here it is, really simply put. It's finding your purpose, living your calling, and enjoying your daily assignment. That's it. That's a real high-level overview of what we're going to talk about today as we not only find our purpose, remind us what our purpose is, but living our calling. What is our calling in life? How do we make that work? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen and a host of others here in the building and our team. We love you guys, and we're going to do some intentional living today and find the stories of people who are sharing how God has laid a calling on their life, and it's giving them joy. Don't you want that? Giving you peace, giving them purpose, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Come on in, be a part of intentional living. From our center in hot Tucson, Arizona, it was coming in the studio this morning. It was already 101 degrees on my car thermometer. Hot day, indeed. Record-breaking, I think, in fact, for parts of the country. Finding your purpose, living your purpose. Let me do a little bit of overview on the statistics on this because it's really important. Give you a biblical kind of framework, and then I'm going to open the phone line. I want you to call and share a little bit about how you found your calling in life and how it's changing your life and how it really is bringing glory to God and benefit to you. First of all, we talk about finding our purpose. People say, I want to find their purpose. 86% of Americans in a survey done by our friends at Arizona Christian University said they believe there is a universal shared purpose. And yet, fewer than 20% adopt the biblical view that our purpose is to know, love, and serve God. That's pretty sad. So what is the definition of success according to survey? 25% say living healthy and happy and safe lives, being a good person, experiencing personal happiness and freedom. Those aren't bad things. We probably all want to experience that. And yet when we're asked, how do we define success? This is what we say in America. In fact, a study by Harvard Human Flourishing Program, there's a program, the Human Flourishing Program, Harvard University, showed that people who align their lives with spiritual or religious purposes often exhibit lower levels of depression, anxiety, and higher levels of satisfaction. So this is a really practical topic. Some of you find just you're miserable when it comes to your daily life and how you live your life and what you're doing. It ought not be. All right, let's get going here. Let me give you an overview. First of all, the purpose, when we talk about finding our purpose, all humanity has the same purpose. All right? This is the why, the big why of life. And I think Jesus outlined it pretty well when he was talking to the Pharisees. And these guys were a piece of work. They tried to always trap Christ and get him in a corner. And so they came to him and they challenged him and they said to him, well, teacher, what is the most important commandment from Moses? And he laid it out for them, and I think for us today. He said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, a second equally to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There it is. There's our purpose. Everything we do, to love God, glorify God, and serve others, care for others. That's your purpose, my purpose. Jennifer, that's your purpose. Stephen, that's your purpose. You're listening to me today, driving down the road. Maybe you're a truck driver. That's your purpose. You're a school teacher. That's your purpose. You're a doctor, a lawyer, stay-at-home mom or dad. That's your purpose. A young person. That's your purpose. Did I make my point? That's our purpose. But then there's a calling. What is it that God calls us to? You know, the Bible gives us, and I don't have enough time to go deeply into this, but it's interesting. We had this topic up on our calendar for several weeks, and yet my pastor he's doing a series right now on this about finding our spiritual gifts, which I thought was aligning with what we're doing here. And you know, the Bible teaches that there are spiritual gifts, teaching, encouragement, service, leadership. And I know mine is really teaching and leadership. That's really what I think my gifts are. And then I look at my family. I look at my daughter, Andrea, who's in Africa with her husband and kids in mission work, and she's got a heart of service. In fact, I bet today, because we got some texts from her, I bet today she's out in the jungle with a crew, and they're doing service. She's got a calling to help right now, doing some teaching, encouraging with the deaf community. That ain't me. Okay, let's just be honest. That's not my calling. My son Evan, our oldest son, he's a leader. He's an administrator. He loves to organize things. He's detailed, much better than I am in these areas. Our youngest son, Derek, creative, right brain, creative videographer, cinematographer, award winning. I mean, he's done cinematography for films that have won awards literally all over the world, including the Cannes Film Festival. That ain't me either, if I'm making my point. But here's the point. Whatever it is that you do, if you're home with your kids, or if you're a teacher or a doctor, lawyer, truck driver, working outside, whatever it is it sort of fit into how God has wired you in terms of service or teaching or whatever? And then the third level is to enjoy your assignment. What do you actually do? If you're a leader, how are you going to lead? Is it going to be leading in church? You're going to have responsibility in your business. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a manager? Are you a person that's living out your calling in your home with your kids and your family? These are really important things. And so let's go. I've taken 7 minutes of this half hour. And I'm going to open the phone line to you right now because I want you to call. And here's what I want to hear. Have you found that calling that God's placed on your heart to bring glory to Him? That's your purpose. Serve others, care for others. And how is that calling changing your life, the life of your family and others around you? Give me a call. Come on in. Be a part of the show. Let's get going. We're going to start with Courtney in Wisconsin. Have you found your purpose, Courtney?
Well, I was so glad I got to listen to part of the program before I answered, because it really was something I needed to hear. I'm 33 in my last year of my counseling master's program, and it's taken me a long time to get there. I have about 3 degrees in completely unrelated fields. I've always felt like I wasn't where I was supposed to be, and God has specifically for His plan for me to where it has felt so right to be in this program and to be pursuing this. And I've also met a lot of challenges. I feel like I've gotten hit a lot by Satan and trying to, you know, keep me from it, but it's actually, it fires up my heart. It really does.
Mm. What was it that caused you at 33 to say, hey, this is really where I should head?
Well, it's been something I've always felt like I was supposed to do. I love people. I love just bettering relationships. I come from a kind of tumultuous growing up myself with parents who divorced after 20 years and some of my own traumas. And I just felt like, you know, that was stuff that I could use to help others. And I think that's really where God turns the good. Everything that happens to us for good.
Now, before 33, what kind of training did you have? What were the degrees or the education that you received?
Well, I started out as a sandwich artist, and okay. I joined the Marine Corps, and I was working with helicopters, and then I went into my general associates, and then a degree in human resources, and then after that, a degree in leadership, and then I wobbled around in odd jobs, bartending and such like that, until I really felt the call to really pursue what I had doubted myself for, but really felt like it resonated with me.
Yeah. So, and by the way, Courtney, that's not untypical. Many times people will wander, as it were, to different things until they find that spot. And that's really what the question is today. Listen, our world is in a mess today. And those of us who are followers of Christ, we have an opportunity, no matter what we do, where we are, to make a difference. We can make a difference with our testimony, with our life, with our faithfulness, sharing the word. This isn't about, oh, I have to go into ministry full time. You don't have to be a pastor, or you don't have to be on the mission field. You don't have to be in the media to live out your calling. Your calling might be exactly where you are today. Join us. Give me a call. What have you learned about your calling, your purpose, what God's teaching you, and what difference has it made in your life. 888-888-1717 is the number. Sue is in Michigan, Midland. Hi there. How are you?
Yes. Oh, I'm great. Thank you for doing this subject today. I just looked at my radio and said, God picked this one today, because my challenge, I've been on disability for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. My challenge is I'm a commissioned lay minister, and I've got my groove down. I'm trying, all of us are trying to get my husband to retire. He's been working since he was 10 years old, and he's old enough to retire. And I trust God, he's going to give us the money we need to get through retirement. But I want to find a way for him to figure out what this next step is, and what is the next step for him to get into retirement and then have meaning and purpose in his life.
Well, maybe he has meaning and purpose what he's doing now.
He needs to retire. He's been in restaurants. He's working 50 to 60 hours a week.
All right. So you think he's hanging on because this is just what he does?
No, I think he's hanging on because he's concerned about having saved enough, getting through. And I don't see him totally retiring. I see him doing something part-time. But how do I get him to have a vision for what he will be doing in retirement? Because I don't think he has that yet.
Does he want that?
Oh, he wants to retire.
What you're saying is he wants to retire. He just doesn't know what to do. And you think he's maybe holding back because of fear.
Yeah, and I mean, he can work part-time, he can do that, and I'd like to see him do that to keep busy, but
right.
I'm trying to find out, how do I help him find his vision?
All right, well, let me go back to our little 3-foot rule that we have here at Intentional Living. You're not going to control him, and I hear your heart, by the way, which is a beautiful thing when a spouse cares enough to say, I see something in you maybe you don't see. I see potential, or I see opportunity for a different direction in your life, and you don't see it. But it's hard to bring someone along unless they want to come along, if that makes sense, because of our little 3-foot rule, which says, I can only control my little 3 feet. Can't get beyond that. However, what you could do is sit down and say, honey, together, could we sit down together, you where you are and where I am, and we could just kind of plan out the next few years of life. Frankly, this is what Don and I are looking at right now where we are. And, I don't have to work. I don't need to be here. I do this because I love doing this. I enjoy doing it. But, you know, where does this all fit into what God's plan is from day to day and year to year and the future and all that? And so maybe to sit down with your husband, and not just about for him, but for both of you. Where do we want to be? What do we want to do? How are we wired? Let's put a budget together and see exactly what it would mean over the next 10 years or 20 years. And then talk about what each of us would like to do, maybe some things together, service together, doing some things together, because that's where there's power. There's power when we can do this together. My suggestion to you, Sue, is don't put the focus on him, but put the focus on us. And in that process, that draws him into your concern for you too, because this is a concern that you have. I think that might be a healthier way of looking at all of this. Give us a call. What about your calling? What have you learned? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know why journaling is so important? If you saw my journal, by the way, you'd know I have a beautiful mind. Just like the movie, right? I got post-it notes in there, and I got thoughts with charts. That's really, it's a ridiculous thing, actually. I've told Donna, I've shared this before, after I'm dead, I want her to take all my stuff and just burn it, because they're going to say, wow, this, he was really something. But you know what journaling does? It takes all the thoughts that you have and forces it out of your hand with one word at a time. That's been helpful for somebody who's ADD, because you can't think of 1,000 things when you're writing one word. You can only think of that next word, connected to the next word, connected to the next word. The second thing that journaling does for me is I see patterns. I can go back in my journal and say, I shared that in April, and I wrote about that in May, and I wrote about that in June. What are you gonna do about it? It shows the patterns of thinking, of issues, positive things, struggling things. I really encourage you, if you want to have an aha moment, to add to your list of things that you do journaling. The power of an aha moment, it can come from a journal, and mine are a beautiful thing, I have to tell you that. By the way, we're about, halfway through the show here, and John from our development department, who oversees beautifully all of our needs for the ministry, reminded me we're here in the last 2 weeks, less so, to wrapping up our fiscal year. And we have friends of the ministry that have said they're going to match the first $10,000 of the $50,000 need for the month to close out the year. And he just told me we are $1,000 away from being able to add in that $10,000. And that'll get us 40% of the need for June. I told John, I said, John, you know, by faith, I just want to send that challenge out. Maybe someone today, maybe it's you that would say, get that matched. Here's $1,000, match it, put in the 10, and boy, we're well on the way to making this a great month. Join in the mission. People need to know the Lord. People need to find their purpose. They need to, which is to give their life to Christ, and then live their calling and how they live in their marriage, their family, and enjoy every day their assignment. And you're helping make that possible. I don't know. I can see the toad board here. If you call or go online, it'll pop up here on the screen. Maybe you'd be one that would say, count me in, Randy. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate, or just give us a call, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, and one of our staff will take your call, put it in, and pop up on the board here. I'd love to, in the next 10 minutes, be able to say, hey, it's been met, and 10,000 added in, and we're well on our way to wrapping this up here in the next couple weeks. Just a challenge, or maybe two of you at 500 each, but do what you can, would you? We need your help. 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, back to the topic. Linda in Michigan, hi there.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. We're talking purpose today. What do you want to contribute? What have you learned?
Well, you talked about journaling. I find it very helpful, too. I have a mission statement that I keep in my wallet. And my mission statement is, look for the joys in life. Live and speak in faith, hope, joy, love, praise, and thankfulness for life in our triune God. Listen well and with compassion. Be joyful with encouragement and acceptance toward myself and toward others. The way I fulfill that is every week I send out it's a weekly devotion, and it's every day, like throughout the week, it's a Bible verses or a couple, and then I pick that Bible verse and I make it into a prayer. And then I send that out to about 68 people.
Wow.
The other thing that I do is every morning I text a group of people. Most of them are widows, but I send the morning text saying good morning. I sent them a cartoon and like something a little humorous. It's a way of bringing joy into their lives and also checking in, because then sometime during the day they're going to comment. So we all make sure we're all alive and well.
Amen.
So those are two ways that I try to fulfill my mission statement.
That's right. And you're fulfilling your purpose in the process, encouraging people. You know, the Bible says one of the spiritual gifts is encouragement. And I hear a big, big, big encourager here. I'm going to encourage you with scripture. I'm going to encourage you with something funny. I'm going to encourage you with, I'm here for you. And we need that. A hope deferred makes the heart sick. And then Linda comes along and fills it with a little bit of joy. Keep doing it, Linda. That's what we're talking about here. That's intentional living. Let me go to Julie. I think you're ready next in New Mexico. How are you, Julie?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's that one thing that you're finding about your purpose and calling?
Okay, well, I'm a cancer survivor, and I think that my purpose and my calling is to help other people get through theirs.
Mm. How are you doing that? By the way, congratulations on your process and your improvement there. But how are you using that? How's that play out in your daily life?
Oh, every day. Because cancer has become such a big thing in our lives these days. I've lost several people and good friends to cancer. And I think when I got my particular breast cancer, it's a cancer I never should have gotten in the first place, but God thought otherwise. And I think the reason that was is because I'm one of those people, I dive headfirst into research. I'm not going to take a medication unless it's been researched and I know that it's going to be healthy for me to take. I look at all the side effects and everything, and I don't think a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people go with whatever their doctor tells them, and sometimes it has pretty awful circumstances. And I kind of did the holistic approach, mm-hmm. and I just feel like there is so much about cancer we never knew. And yeah. I think I'm the spokesperson to help other people find out what they didn't know.
Well, that's good. People need that. People are looking. Imagine when they get the diagnosis. We have several on staff struggling with that, frankly. And you get the diagnosis, that's pretty crippling. We've had that in our own family. And looking for some encouragement along the way. All right. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate that. What about you? What is it you have discovered? 888-888-1717. Daniel is in Arizona. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. We're talking about calling today. Have you found your purpose and calling in life?
Well, I believe that my purpose and calling, I don't know, I've always believed that it was being a handyman, you know, working out, giving people kind of a restructured life or restructured home, you know?
Yeah. And how does that fit into your purpose? You're a follower of Christ?
Yes, I am a follower of Christ.
How does that impact how you do your calling, your handyman work every day?
Well, I feel like just working in general just makes you have a better mood. Like how you were saying, it like decreases the amount of depression that you have, the amount of anxiety that makes your day run by smoother. You were talking about that earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really does change. Like when I don't have work and I'm not doing anything, I can notice just like the flips, and it really kind of affects my spiritual mood. And yeah. How my work is whenever it's, you know, being fulfilled.
So you find joy in being a handyman. Did you grow up in a home with contractors or builders, that type of thing?
No, not at all. My dad was in the military. He did 20 years in the service in the Army.
Oh.
And my mom, she did like poker leagues and everything and went around her own life how she did. But never really was around anybody else that did a lot of handyman work. I just kind of figured that I want to know how to reconstruct the house or tear down a house and rebuild it back up and know that I did it good and well and know that the other person is satisfied.
Well, good for you. Listen, there's a demand for your work, I bet.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's a huge need today. I tell young people, man, I'll tell you, a young person, there's a need for people who can do exactly what Daniel can do. We need better plumbers, we need electricians, people who are really good in the mechanical world, and people can chase careers in medicine. Huge needs. And boy, you can be a witness. You can be make a powerful impact in the excellency of your work as you stand up and do the calling that God's placed on your heart. It's powerful. I'll be right back.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, thank you for doing that. Let me just jump in. I mentioned a few minutes ago about the matching gift. You just heard it mentioned. We were down to 9,000 of that 10 matched, $1,000 to go. And we just got a web gift that came in from Kim over the web in Lansing, Michigan, the heart of Lansing. Thank you, Kim. $1,000. And the staff is behind the soundproof windows are applauding and yelling back there. And so, Kim, because of your gift and the others who have shared, we can now add in that $10,000 matching gift. And that brings us down to, let me tell you where we are. We had a need for $50,000 during the month of June, additional gifts, love gifts, year-end gifts. And because of your gift, we're down now to $33,000 to go, $33,868 to be exact, to be fully funded, wrapping up our fiscal year. So, Kim, thank you. And I acknowledge that humbly because I know it's a sacrificial gift as people give. And whatever God lays on your heart, if you can join us in these final days of wrapping up this month of June and this fiscal year. And Kim, you made a big statement that pushes us down the road. Thank you for doing that. Maybe you could join her, match what she's doing, be challenged by her gift in some way. We need your help. Do what Kim did. Just go online to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, theintentionallife.com, or you can call 888-888-1717. And press number 2 and talk to our staff, and then we'll continue to give these reports. I'd like to count this down and give God the glory for it. Amen. Oh, by the way, we just scratched the surface on this. We're going to stay in the studio and record the show, which is going to air a week from now, next week. And so if you've kind of found this is one of those topics that, hey, resonates with your heart. You found your calling. You're excited about it. God's using you in that way. How so? Give us a call. Positive show in the midst of a difficult, negative world today. 888-888-1717. Press 1 to talk to me, right? I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team. We'll be back again tomorrow. Got a great show for you. Hope you'll join us. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.